Hello there, my friend. It's Maya. I've been speaking a lot this week about the wobble, so I figured I'd put it in a video for you so you can gain some pretty massive insights into why you may not be accomplishing the things that you want to accomplish. So, what is this wobble? Let's take a look at maybe you've been exposed to, maybe you haven't, the habit and behavior change formula that we work with in the Habit Behavior Change Health Coaching Program. It's quite literally my life's work. Is that our thoughts create our emotions, which create our behaviors. Now, all of these are habits. Let's take a step back for a second. Habits, automatic, autopilot ways and states of living and existing in our world. We do them, we don't even think about them. Brushing our teeth, trying our shoes, driving a car, riding a bike, easy, effortless, right? Those are habits. Now, it is thought habits. And drive emotional habits, thoughts drive emotions, which drive behaviors. And then what happens after behaviors, what happens over here is our symptoms or manifestations of our life, so to speak. For example, easy example, if my behavior is to eat a ton of sugar, white processed sugar, and eat a ton of food when I'm not hungry, there's going to be fat and inflammation on the body. That will be the symptom and the manifestation. Make sense? Super simple. In order for you to achieve, now of course we teach the whole healthy body, whole healthy mind. In order for you to achieve that which you want to achieve in your life and accomplish in a way that is real and permanent, it cannot just be done by doing differently. There cannot be a wobble in any part of this formula. Here's what I mean. Now, many people come to Habit and Behavior Change and the Health Coaching Program, and people come to Nuaria because I hear this. I've heard it for 12 years. I know what to do. I'm just not doing it. That was me at one point, too. So you're not alone. So we align your physical habits and behaviors, relying your physical behaviors with all the stuff that you know you should be, could be, ought to be, want to be doing that you're not currently doing. It's the, I know I could eat more vegetables and eat less sugar and meditate more and work out, whatever. It's those physical behavior pieces. Now, unfortunately, most of us think to ourselves, I'm not strong enough. I don't have enough willpower. It's not the truth. It's just nobody has taught us yet how to use willpower strategically. Willpower is not a habit we can cultivate, it's a muscle. And if you don't use it right, you're going to use it up. You change 998 things about your life on Monday and you fall into chocolate cake by Friday. That's how it works. So we teach you how to use a strategic use of willpower through stepping stone routines to align your physical behaviors with that which you want, with the symptom or manifestation that you desire in your life. Now, that is not enough. As all of our students and patients and clients know that this is not permanence, real lasting permanence. It's not about doing differently. It's about learning how to think differently. Now, here is a scenario that I see all of the time. Okay, well, I'm aligning my physical habits and behaviors. I'm working the stepping stone routines. Now what? Now, if I still feel awful, if I'm still stressed out, anxious, or feeling bad most of the time, if I am only ever seeing the failures in my life, if I'm only ever seeing all the places where I'm not doing well enough, and in my beliefs, the repeated thoughts that drive everything, if over here I'm thinking that it's not possible, like, do you see the wobble? You can't achieve that which you want to achieve if your behaviors are now aligning for the first time, yet you're always feeling stressed out or overwhelmed or frustrated, and your brain is always telling you lies about what's not working, what's not going right, and how big of a fail you are. And then over here, you don't believe that change is really possible. That's a massive wobble. To reduce the wobble, we've got to learn how to think differently. That says, okay, now that my behaviors are aligned, I'm feeling good most of the time. I'm still stressed and anxious, but I can see that. And in my thought habits, what I'm thinking to myself is that, sure, there's a lot of things that I want to accomplish. There's still a lot of stepping stones I have to pick up, but there are things that I'm doing well, and I can see these wins. And you know what? I'm seeing more evidence that it's actually possible. There's no wobble there. You have a choice. You have a choice in if you eat Brussels sprouts in your physical behaviors, you cannot eat candy bars in your thoughts and expect the symptom or manifestation to be real in your life for a long-term permanent change. Does that make sense? It's the easiest way to describe it. So if the thought habits, if there's wobbles of catastrophic thinking, next shoe dropping, when's you know what gonna hit the fan, overthinking, obsessive thinking, trying to control things you can't control, perfectionism thinking, all or nothing thinking, because thoughts produce emotions in stress, anxiety, depression, overwhelm, frustration, all of these things. And it's going to be way harder to reach for a vegetable when you're super stressed out. And of course, never producing the symptom that you want in your life. That's habit and behavior change. And I want to bring this to your attention because you can tap in, tune in, and turn on and ask yourself the question of where's my wobble? Where's the wobble that's happening in behavior, in emotion, in thought, and possibly belief, which is just a repeated thought, fears or insecurities that's driving ship. So when you start looking at the whole thing and the whole formula, all of habit and behavior change as a whole, you can really start to understand where are the pieces that I may be falling off, what's really stopping me from achieving the desired symptoms or manifestations that I want most in my life. And I'll tell you a secret, which you probably see by now, is that it's not just about the whole health. You know, if the finances are a mess and the relationships are a mess and you're in a job you don't like, when you stop overthinking one thing over here, you're not going to stop overthinking just your health. You stop overthinking everything in your life. That's why this is so transformative. So, I'd love to hear from you. I'm sure there's a comment section someplace. Is where's your wobble? What's going on that is stopping you from achieving that which you want to achieve, not just in doing differently? Although there could be a wobble when you say, I know what I need to do, I'm just not doing it. That's a wobble in physical behavior too. You know that we are always here for you, for your permanent change, for your permanent health, and truly a return back to who you really are. As always, we offer, which right now it's with me, completely complimentary 15-minute consultations. So if you ever want to learn more about the Habit and Behavior Change Health Coaching Program, I'll put a link right below so you can schedule your just completely complimentary phone consultation. We'll talk about what your individual desired manifestations and goals are in your life, your intentions, where your wobble might be, and how we can help you get there. And then if you're just listening in, feel free to go to nuaria.com/pizza and you could go ahead and schedule your own 15-minute with me or someone at our team here at Nuaria as well. Thanks so much for watching. I hope it was helpful.